Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, our weekly spin-off podcast where I, Paul Verhoeven, an author, and John Verhoeven, my ex-cop dad, sit down and talk nonsense because, frankly, we want to. Dad, you are an antique dealer, and in your time as an antique dealer, you've met some pretty colorful characters. You get called into their houses, you value their stuff, you buy and sell things, you travel all over the place, and I don't think I've ever heard you finish an antique call and get on the blower quicker than after this one. So if you could tell us all about the woman that you met at an antique deal last week.
Paul, I just love talking. And I know you love talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're about to start something exciting on the ABC.
I'm going to call in,
if you don't mind.
Well, look, as this episode airs, folks, I will be on the ABC hosting overnights. I am so freaked out.
Paul, you'll nail it.
No, I'm not worried about my abilities. It's a real privilege, and I just don't want to...
It's a great privilege.
I just want to do a good job, so...
I know. So, and in this... Look, anything to do with communications, the media...
Yeah.
And you and I, we do something that is... I feel that we're inextricably connected to media because, you know, we talk about things that are very, very... we'll just take the last thing where we've actually done a few special episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to talk about something that's not completely. Although, look, this story is just it's something. It's something out of the Twilight Zone.
Honestly, this is the kind of thing where I went, okay, I really, really wish this story had come up when I was writing the books. And you know what? If I write the third book anytime soon, I will have to have a chat with this woman.
Paul, so, just to preface this, something you don't know is that there's a very, very famous set of circumstances that, and this is going to tie in, listeners, and Paul, please just bear with me. I know this is going to sound convoluted and sort of tangential and quite bizarre.
Okay.
But without giving the lead away, something happened in Cuba a few years ago, and I don't know whether you've heard about it, Paul, but it did make world news, where they believed that there were these rays coming out of the Cuban embassy.
What?
Yes. Into the employees who worked in the American embassy in Cuba.
Hang on. Okay.
True story.
True story true that people think this?
No, please. This is exciting.
I believe
it. And it's serendipitous because Paul, your mother, Christine Verhoeven, on Saturday...
was in Cuba.
...is going to a symposium, 4-hour symposium. I love saying that word because it sounds incredibly
important,
highfalutin.
Yeah.
And some of the guest speakers are of an international repute, and they're talking about this thing that happened in Cuba. But Paul, would you not agree with me that the story we're about to tell has a Cuban connection?
It really does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And believe it or not, listeners, this is a...
it's a humdinger.
It's a real crazy story.
It's a Rickapootie and a fandoogly.
Okay.
So I get a call
a
few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
From an elderly woman. She says to me that her mum and dad were in Nandi. Now, Nandi...
Fiji.
...is in Fiji.
Yeah.
And it's a place that Truman never got to? Did he?
I don't know, did he?
You know, the Truman Show.
Oh.
He was always trying to get to Fiji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant President Truman, because we're talking about sort of... It'll make sense. Yeah, it'll make sense soon.
It will,
okay,
it will.
So you're saying Truman, as in Truman from The Truman Show, always wanted to go to Fiji.
Correct.
Yes, okay.
And he got on that bus. Mm-hmm. And the guy couldn't drive. Oh, Paul, is that not Freudian?
What do you mean?
He gets on a bus.
What?
Yeah, that's part of this story.
It kind of is. It's not, but that Freudian means it's...
No, I know what it means, Paul.
Accidentally means sexual. Phallic. Unless the bus went into a tunnel very slowly.
Maybe the bus looked like a big knobby.
Dad, let's get back on track.
Sorry, but this is exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, listeners, this story is a cracker. Mm. It's a Loose Units exclusive. I haven't been this excited. I can't remember. But when I heard the story, I was covered in goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Then I called you, Paul.
Yeah.
I said, Paul, you're just not going to believe the story. I told you, you said, Dad, I just don't believe you.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. So this must be the longest introduction to a story.
Jesus Christ, they screamed skywards. Yes, please. I promise you, everyone, it is a good story.
Yeah, so we're chatting away and she said, my mum and dad were in Nandi in the 60s mm-hmm. at the airport. And who should be sitting next to them but a relatively famous American crooner. Is that the word? Crooner, as in singer?
Yeah, yeah.
Called Frank Sinatra.
Ah.
And her father was a chemist or a pharmacist that worked for CSR, that's the Colonial Sugar Refineries, an Australian behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the pharmacist that operated a dispensary in Fiji for both the locals and the surrounding population. And she was born in Fiji. She went to school in Australia. Yep. Her mum and dad are both Australian.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a signature from Old Blue Eyes, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
And she's saying to me, look, John, are you interested in, you know, would you be interested in buying this signature off me of Frank Sinatra? And I said, mm-hmm. look, I occasionally do buy... signatures. I said in the business, the term for signatures is ephemera. All things to do with signatures, writing, books, letters, etc. She didn't have a lot of other things that excited me. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit iffy. Should I pursue this call or not? Now, Paul, you and the listeners know that I do love to let people know about Loose Units.
Yeah.
Thank God, Freeze, that I mentioned Loose Units. I said, look, my son and I do a true crime podcast. I mentioned Penguin. I mentioned the live shows coming up to an incredibly big number that is hard to write down because it's got so many zeros. And just as things were sort of petering out, she said, look, I've got a bit of a true crime story. I don't know whether you'll be interested. And I said, well, how about you just hit me with it?
Yeah.
She begins to tell me a story.
Okay, so tell us what she told you.
She was in her early 20s.
Yeah.
Her and her girlfriend were in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
They had a burning desire to become American citizens.
Okay.
To work in America, to just, you know, follow their dream. Slight problem, they went to the American embassy in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and they were told it would be many, many years until their request could be processed. They were very despondent. But here's the funny thing. They had Australian citizenship, but they'd both been born in Fiji. And they then made inquiries about through the Fijian embassy,
mm-hmm.
and it was a completely different kettle of fish. And before they knew it, they were travelling to America.
Okay.
They're in their early 20s, and the lady that I met at this place in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
She was very particular, very thorough, very, very sort of a great traveller.
Yeah, okay.
This is in New York. They both lived in 1963. Now, I'm just saying 1963. That may resonate with some listeners.
Yeah.
And President Kennedy,
oh yes, I've heard,
who was in New York,
yeah,
he was hosting a charity dinner at the Plaza Hotel.
Okay.
And the Sweet Girls, they were absolutely, I mean, President Kennedy, John F. K., JFK.
Huge celebrity at that point, right?
An incredible celebrity. Paul, yeah. You may not know this, but I once had a signature of JFK that was signed on the back of a menu. I sold it 25 years ago. An American guy came into the shop in Manly. He paid 5,000 big ones for it.
Dad,
that's an extraordinary amount of money.
Is it?
5,000?
For JFK's signature?
It's a lot of money.
I think you may have gotten slight... Well, you know what? At that point, it probably was...
I was happy. That helped feed and clothe you, three children.
You make us sound like we're orphans. But yes, okay. So, you sold his signature. He's a bit of a rock star, and he was staying at the hotel.
That's right.
Okay.
And the two girls rushed to the corner of Fifth Avenue and East 59th Street to catch a glimpse of this incredibly famous man.
Okay.
And whilst they're standing there with their cameras out, a policeman comes up to them and says... And I quote, "You girls don't have shotguns in those cameras, do you?" And they all had a laugh, a bit of a Charlie chuckle. And they never got to see the president.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They went home, they were feeling rather despondent because the motorcade, and for good reason, left through another entrance in the hotel.
Sure, okay.
And all these people, these two Australian girls, they were so sad they didn't get to see, in 1963, JFK. I don't know where that came from. So there was a special deal back in the 60s, and it was called the $99 bus deal. You could buy a ticket for $99, and that's actually a fair bit of money in 1963.
Yeah.
But they came from, let's say, relatively affluent families in Sydney.
This is like a Greyhound coach as opposed to a... kind of city bus, right? I mean,
that's
is
right.
This a bus that'll take you around the country?
All over and down to Mexico. It was and for $99, you got to travel anywhere in America for 99 days.
So my concern is that, not concern, my suspicion is that these young girls who just missed out on seeing President Kennedy thought, hey, $99, we could probably follow the tour. Is that what happened?
Okay, yeah, it was sort of a... It was sort of sporadic. You know, they just go from...
Yeah.
You know those bus stations in America that where many movies have been filmed? Some good, some bad. Just that there's sort of a certain atmosphere that you see the coaches. Coaching, traveling is... It's a big thing in America.
Yeah.
And these girls, they went to Laredo, which is an incredibly sort of folkloric town in terms of the Wild West.
It's in Texas, yeah?
Then they crossed the bridge over to the Rio Grande to a town called Nuevo Laredo, okay? They then hop on a Mexican bus and they travel to Monterrey. Now, Monterrey is the home of possibly the world's greatest jazz festival.
Really?
Oh.
We should go.
It is absolutely, it's top shelf.
Get you on the stage, give you a trumpet, get the band back together. Well, the band is you know.
Love it.
Anyway, I'm getting a bit of a feeling here. So hang on, what year was this in again?
1963.
Uh-oh.
So our lady, she goes to an attendant at the bus depot.
Yeah.
And she wants to go, or they want to go to Mexico City. Uh-huh. And she says to the guy, what time is the bus leaving tomorrow? And he says 7 o'clock.
Okay.
They go to bed early.
Yeah.
They get down to the bus depot with heaps of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, the same guy's there and there's no bus. And they're saying, but you said 7. And he said, no, I meant 7 p.m. So they had 12 hours to just walk around the town.
Okay.
Then the bus comes to town.
Sure.
They hop on the bus.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock in the evening on September the 26th,
1963. Oh.
It's a 15-hour trip to Mexico City.
Yep.
It's a crowded bus. They're looking for a seat.
Uh-huh.
Just as they manage to find a seat down the back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just, to a degree, talk about this particular person.
Yeah, sure.
Once they... And they're two young girls. They're English. I mean, they're English speaking.
Yeah.
And then this guy who's sitting at the front of the bus, who they described as a young, thin, pale-looking man, he gets up from his seat at the front of the bus.
Yeah.
And he walks all the way to the back of the bus. And he says to the girls, I thought you were Mexican. Because, I see you carrying suitcases.
Mm.
And then they started chatting to the guy and they explain that they're Australians. And he says to them, he explains to them that he's from Fort Worth, Texas. And he has been to Mexico, which is where they're going, quite a number of times. And they start chatting, and all of a sudden he reaches, he sort of makes his way down the back of the bus. He finds a seat near them, because yeah. I think he wanted to chat them up.
Sure.
And he's got a duffel bag that's sort of in the racks above. He brings down his passport, and he shows them his passport, and it's got a Russian stamp on it. Huh. And they could see that he was wearing a wedding ring. And he's telling the girls that he wants to go and get a visa in Cuba. And one of the girls, because what they used to do on these bus trips is that they'd give everyone that they spoke to a nickname. And they immediately give him the nickname, Texas. Now, there were only a few other English-speaking people on the bus.
Okay.
There was a married English couple. There was an elderly English gentleman.
Yep.
And they're all heading in the same direction.
Okay.
And then they stop every 2 hours throughout the evening.
Yep.
And they become quite friendly with this particular guy. And at 10 a.m. the next day, everyone gets off the bus in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls are going to go further south to Acapulco. Now, on the 22nd of November, the most terrible news rocks the world. And that is that President JFK has been shot in the motorcade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was as they were driving through what was called Dealey Plaza.
Yeah.
The two girls are watching. Now, I was 3 years of age when this happened, and I remember where I was. I remember sitting watching the TV. It was in the evening, watching it on a small black and white television. So that's the sort of, even though I didn't fully appreciate clearly because I was three.
Made an impression.
Made an impression. And the girls are sitting there. Then all of a sudden, they began to sort of realize that they recognized the person. And it turned out they had been sitting next to and conversing all night with Lee Harvey Oswald.
Texas was Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yes.
They were on the bus with Lee Harvey Oswald.
He showed them his passport to say, to prove that he'd been to Russia, and this is all in the public record.
They knew his name. They knew the name because the name was announced on the news.
No, they didn't know the name at the time, because what happens is when he gets off the bus,
right,
when everyone got off, 2 weeks later, he shot JFK because he was en route to Cuba to get citizenship. They knocked him back. And one often wonders, like those sliding door moments, what would have happened if he was granted... Because he was a diehard communist. The Cuban embassy knocked him back.
Right.
For various reasons.
If he had
become a Cuban citizen...
He may not have been around for the
assassination. He may not have assassinated JFK.
Right.
And then, 2 weeks later,
mm-hmm.
the girls are at a casino in Las Vegas...
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching again the TV, and guess what happens 2 weeks later?
What?
Jack Ruby assassinates Lee Harvey Oswald as he's being taken out by... Remember that famous scene where all the police are there and this guy just comes up and just guns him down?
Yes.
Well, that was Jack Ruby.
Wow.
Now, there's lots of conjecture about why that happened, but, Paul, it's an extraordinary story to think that these two Australian women sat next to the man that 2 weeks later would assassinate the President of the United States of America. It's incredible. Then the BBC came out to Australia some years ago. They hired a bus. They put it at the top of North Head, you know, up near the car park.
Yep.
They then filled it with people, had the two women that are now in their 80s, and they sat them on the bus and they did a two-hour documentary on their story.
Wow.
And because I've got permission to tell the story, I just feel that is a brush with...
history.
With history.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. And this is not... Look, to be fair, this is not the kind of story that always presents itself when you are at work, but sometimes, Dad, you will call me and just tell me stuff, and this is one of those bizarre moments.
It is.
Where I feel like I'm now one step removed from... Well, I am. One, two, three. I'm like three steps removed from the man who assassinated JFK.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think it's on many levels. So people will now appreciate why we touched on the Cuban embassy at the beginning of the story. We touched on the bus. We touched on, you know, it's a funny old world we live in. And I thought it was a nice break from our terrible news lately.
Yeah.
It's been quite traumatic.
It's been a catastrophic week. But... it's really nice to have strange stories like this to share with you. And look, that's all the time we have for this week's episode of Loose Ends. But listen, folks, I will be hosting... Well, the problem is this episode comes out as I'm finishing my first show on ABC Overnights. But I'm hosting on Sunday morning. So 2 to 6 a.m. Sunday morning on ABC Australia, ABC National, like wherever you listen to the ABC. So I will be on your airwaves... being a radio host, I would love for somebody to tune in.
What I would like to do, I'd like to call you.
Well, let me check and see if we've got a bit of a talkback bracket at the end, and you can kind of have a chat with me on the air. But look, I got to run, you got to run, everybody's got to run. Have a great weekend, folks, and we will see you very, very soon for more Loose Units. Bye, everyone.
Cheerio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.